And then we again come to our intolerance. So we'll discuss that. So the entire episode shows that Maharaj Ambarish was specially favored by Lord. Sudarshan protected him. But in the entire episode, we saw Durvasa Muni is getting more mercy than Ambarish Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada, in one of the lectures, he says, why Krishna appears in this world? Says, Krishna says, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya te duskritam. But Prabhupada says, no, this is not the reason. Because to kill vinashaya te duskritam, to kill the demon, Krishna does not have to appear here. It can be done by anyone. It can be done by Maya. It can be done by Brahma or Shiva. Why Krishna has to come? But then we hear that Krishna is coming to favor the devotees, to protect the devotees. Paritranaya sadhunam. Prabhupada says, no, that is also not correct. Prahlad Maharaj didn't ask Lord to come and protect me. He does not even need protection. By his own, the power of bhakti is protected. So Prabhupada says, Krishna was thinking, what can I do? Krishna appears out of his own affection, but it is not that Prahlad requested Lord to come and protect. He was not even asking for protection. So Maharaj Ambarish, being a Mahabhagavat devotee, does not need protection. He is always protected. He does not have to call out. And we saw, when this demon came from the hair of Durvasa to kill, such a ferocious form to kill Ambarish Maharaj, he was not moved. He didn't do anything. Similarly, like Prahlad Maharaj. Hiranyakashipu tried to kill Prahlad in so many different ways, but he didn't even pray for his protection. So they don't need protection. But Durvasa Muni has been specially favored in this episode by Lord. So sometimes we see that a devotee who is not completely ripened, he has not become complete mature. So Krishna creates a situation where it appears that devotee is getting some punishment. That is a special mercy. Because then, by that activity, by that creation of illusion for a sadhaka, Krishna actually purifies that person, so that he can come faster. And many such examples we see, where Krishna has created some difficulty apparent, and then this sadhaka gets more purified. So one devotee, I think Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was replying, because one devotee asked that why devotees also have to undergo such intense pain. Sometimes devotees has this disease like cancer, intense pain. So Maharaj said, because some karma is there still. But Krishna, seeing the sincerity of the sadhaka, wants that sadhaka to get purified sooner. Sometimes sadhaka may just walk on a path of bhakti very casually. He's sincere, but he's walking very casually, slowly. So just to fasten up the process, Krishna gives that. He purifies karma with the intense pain. So there's a special mercy what here Durvasa got. For 1 year, Sudarshan is behind him. And he has to run all the way. So not all the time physical, bodily discomfort, but we see in our life, there's a lot of mental discomfort. Jai Shri Shri Radha Rasa Bihari Bhagwan ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Shri Shri Gaurnitai ki. There's a lot of anxiety and stress in the mind. That also is a part of purification. Our own karma or some offenses, it leads to this kind of purification. So we see that actually Durvasa is getting more benefited, because at the end he realized, in today's purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, at the end he realized the power of Bhakti Yoga. So that is more important. Now coming to the tolerance of Ambarish Maharaj. So if, until unless we give up this bhava of Ishwara bhava, we give up the Ishwara bhava, even if there is tinge, we cannot be completely tolerant. If there is a difficulty come in our life, what we will do? We will try to solve it. So there we can test when problem is coming, whether personal or institutional. What is the first reaction of the person? That will decide how much we are sheltered or how much we are surrendered to Krishna, and how much we are having trust or faith on our own capabilities. That does not mean that we will not take any action. We will take action, but how much we are surrendered, that, like Srila Prabhupada, once he was in anxiety and he was chastising few devotees and walking up and down in the room. And there was one new boy who was sitting there. And he told to Prabhupada, just new, so he told to Prabhupada, Swamiji, why are you so angry? Just keep calm. Sit down and chant Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada immediately sat down, started chanting Hare Krishna. Obviously Prabhupada was not doing anything wrong. We see in Prabhupada's life also, in Leela Amrita, we see that whenever there was danger, first thing Prabhupada takes shelter of Krishna. He sees the hand of Krishna. If we have that understanding that I can protect myself or I can get to the solution on my own, that means we will not take complete shelter of Krishna. Now if I am not taking complete shelter of Krishna, and I am convinced that I can protect myself, when the difficulty will come, I will try to protect. Because I have this concept. I am convinced that I can protect. So we will try to protect ourselves. When we will not be able to protect, we cannot show tolerance. We will be agitated. We will be frustrated. We will get into depression. So once in Vrindavan, one devotee asked, his name is Gopal Krishna Maharaj, was giving class. So one devotee asked, why there is a depression? Why there is a disease called depression, even sometimes among the devotees? So Maharaj said, till the time you have excessive desire to enjoy material energy, you will be under depression. So same concept. I am Karta. I can protect myself. I can provide my enjoyment to myself. And when those plans are baffled by illusory potency of Krishna, we get agitated. We get depressed. Then how is it possible to exhibit tolerance at that level? We cannot. Like a small child has complete faith on mother. He just dependent on his mother. He cannot even sit, few months, 3-4 months, he cannot even sit. He is just dependent on mother. Whether he is passing stool, urine, he is just everything. He cannot do anything. He cannot eat, he cannot drink. He cannot change his clothes, he cannot take bath. So everything is dependent on mother. At least whenever he is in difficulty, he cries out for mother. Pure devotee, we are seeing the cases, they don't even call out to Lord for protection. When Prabhupada heard this news that in Allahabad, his pharmacy, 7,000 rupees were stolen. Prabhupada was, you see Prabhupada's reaction. Prabhupada started laughing and reciting this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Krishna is telling to Yudhishthir, it is my special mercy. When I show my special mercy to some devotee, I take away everything. And 7,000 rupees 80 years back was a big amount. And Prabhupada said that I wanted to be the big businessman, and then once I earn a lot of money, then I will spread Krishna consciousness. And here is the old age. He was more than 50, around 50. And 7,000 rupees stolen. And another incident happened, factory some problem happened. But how Prabhupada saw? How he could tolerate? Because he knows that I am not the doer. He is convinced. So if we are convinced 100% we are not the doer, we are always protected. But if we are convinced 5% we are not doer and 95% we are doer, so 95% problems and 5% protection. Whenever Prabhupada even was in America, so many problems, his typewriter was stolen. Then he shifted with his person called David, who was a drug addict, and he wanted to kill Prabhupada the night. Prabhupada ran the midnight. Still he did not come back. That he was convinced. So this is the level a devotee can exhibit. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, karmanayavadi karaste ma phalesu kadachana. That is a very, these are four things, very interesting. Most of the time this shloka we hear is misquoted, but only first two lines. The last two lines people don't even remember. So you are entitled to perform action. The first thing Krishna says. You have to perform actions, but you are not entitled to fruits of your actions. Hindi mein, aap karma karo, lekin karta ka bhav nahi rakhna. That's what he is saying. Because you are doing karma, but you are not doer. If you are not the doer, you are not the enjoyer of the fruits. And then what is the third line? Ma karma phala hetur bhur. That you do the activity, not for the fruit. And the fourth line, very interesting, he says, do not get attached to not doing your duty. The first line he says, perform your duty. You are entitled to perform your duty. And the fourth line he says, do not get attached to not doing your duties. Sometimes we give up. Because we have this Ishwarya Bhav, Karta Bhav. When we don't get enjoyment from the fruits of our action, we give it up. We give up the activity. Then we cannot exhibit tolerance. Here Maharaj Ambarish is not saying, oh, Durvasa Muni is running around, let me go and finish my duties in the kingdom. He is standing there, convinced. So if we have this concept, then only we can exhibit tolerance and humility. They go hand in hand. Tolerance and humility. Then we saw Ambarish Maharaj exhibiting this quality of para dukha dukhi. He was not happy seeing Durvasa Muni's problem in trouble, you know, burning the back. He didn't say, oh, abhi maja aaya, you are trying to kill me, now good lesson for you. So all this is connected. And we become revengeful, sometimes physically, sometimes in the mind. Why? Sometimes we store something. You know, like someone had tried to do a damage to me 10 years back. I'm still holding it. Because I think someday I will do some damage to that person. Or if I will not do, Krishna will do. Devotee sometimes says, Krishna will teach you a lesson. So that is not what Ambarish Maharaj is saying. He is not holding that against Durvasa Muni. Rather, in today's verse, it's mentioned that he offered the food to Durvasa Muni. After 1 year, he is serving Durvasa Muni food and then he ate the remnants of Durvasa. After 1 year, it is clearly proved that Ambarish Maharaj is at a higher state of bhakti than Durvasa. Durvasa Muni is exhibited here as yogi and Ambarish Maharaj is a bhakta. And still, because he is a brahmana and he is king, he took his remnants. He was not holding any grudge against him. That leads to problem. That's difficult. Sometimes we have this concept. Definitely in material world it is true also, to some extent, that if I will open all my cards, they say in this language, if you open all the cards, then you are exposed. And people will exploit you. If you open everything what is there in your heart, then people will exploit you. But if someone is convinced that Krishna is ultimate protector, and if I am to be exploited by some person, it is also Krishna who is sanctioning that, then that person becomes very simple hearted. He'll become simple hearted. Then he will not hold anything, he will not hide anything. He just say whatever is there. Even if he has some anger against you, he will come on the face and tell you, this is what. He is simple hearted. Because he is convinced everything is ordained by Krishna. And what Prabhupada is writing, the Lord, however, is situated in everyone's heart and He manages things as He desires. What a powerful line Prabhupada is writing. Krishna is seated in the heart and Krishna is managing the things as Krishna desires. We have heard that Krishna has given us free will, but here Prabhupada is saying He only desires how He wants to manage. Whether the personal life or professional life, whatever it may be, ultimately who is managing? Krishna. Now that does not mean when someone is sick, he should not take medicine. That's sentimental. Because it is said, you should not get attached to not doing your duty. If the body is in trouble, you take medicine, give protection. It's a prescribed method. In Ayurveda, it is said that when you honor the medicine, obviously we don't offer the medicine to Lord, but when you honor the medicine, when you take the medicine, you should remember Lord Vishnu. It said in Ayurveda. Because he, when desires, then you will get cured. But as a duty, we take medicines. Like a farmer as a duty will till the ground, prepare the ground, sow the seeds. When Krishna desires, then rain will come. But he has to do his duty. So, this is only possible when we separate the concept of duty from the fruits. And that's what karmanayavadhikarasya mahaphalesya kadasya. But from childhood, we are trained. In school, in colleges, in our home, what we are trained? You do something and you get something. You study hard, then you will become rank one. So I asked one student in NIT Jaipur, he said, I have to study hard. I said, you are in NIT Jaipur, one of the top institutes in India. How did you get? I worked hard. Okay. So next week or next month we'll again keep the same exam for you. Let's see how much you perform. Work hard. Anyone who says because I worked hard and got the result, we can immediately tell him, okay, you do again. If you are the doer, you repeat. If you are the best batsman of the world and you can hit 6 sixes in 6 balls, then why not 12 sixes in 12 balls? Try. Then why you get bowled out in 0 sometimes? If you are the doer, if it is your hard work which is paying, why not you repeat it? Krishna repeats every time. If Krishna protects, he protects every time. Krishna is creating, maintaining and destroying this world every time. Bhutva bhutva praliyate. Every day sun is under control of Krishna. Every day sun is rising. We never see that, you know, any time Krishna says, oh, you know, mistake ho gaya. Dot ball chala gaya. You never hear that. So how it works, if you are destined for something, if a person is destined for success, then the modes of material nature will push that person in that direction. And Rajogun will get highly activated and he will work hard. And then he gets success. So there is another trick of illusion that how he is under prakriti kriyamana gunai karmani sarvasya. He is acting under 3 gunas, 3 modes of material nature and put into deeper illusion that he thinks because I have worked hard, I got success. We are trained, our mind is, our consciousness is trained so deeply in this concept that even after practicing Krishna consciousness, we cannot sometimes digest it. That if I will not do anything, how the result will come? Then outside people will say, agar hum kuch karenge nahi, to result kaise aayega? Even sometimes we are bewildered. Because the consciousness deep inside is trained that you are the doer. Jananya Srov was telling to one devotee, that look at Krishna's mercy. Krishna created this material world on the desire of Jiva. Jiva wanted to enjoy independently. Krishna says, you cannot enjoy independently in the spiritual world. I'll create some separate part for you. And then Krishna, you know, he fit everything. You know, there's a big lamp, daylight, then night lamp, then air, you know, and water, all the facilities. Now soul is coming towards material world. But Krishna is thinking, are this fellow does not know address. How will he go? How will he enter material world? What he will do? He does not know anything. Such is the mercy of Krishna. And then Krishna accompanies every living entity as Paramatma. Because we don't know anything of the material world. Krishna accompanies us. So if we again and again understand, this is knowledge. But knowledge will go deep inside by sadhana bhakti, by chanting, by serving Vaishnavas. Karna had the knowledge, but because he offended his own guru Parshuram, he was cursed. When the time will come, when you will need this astra, you will forget. So even though we have knowledge, but because of the weakness of heart, we are not able to do the right thing at the right time. So the sadhana bhakti helps. And when we come to this level, gradually we will rise. Then we can easily separate our duty from the fruits. And we will continue doing the duty whether fruits come or not. It's difficult, but that's what our entire process is taking us towards that side. That's why Srila Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj told me, even if no one is there, preach to four walls. It's difficult. Yesterday I went for one lecture. Some 15-20 people every week come. Yesterday only 2 people came. So I gave them assignment. I said, Saul, we'll discuss next week. Because there's a consciousness deep that, you know, why to teach to 2 people next week we'll take. We need crowd. Yesterday only it happened. Because that heart is not purified, the consciousness is still not purified. So that is the difference between Prabhupada says raw mango. Prabhupada sees the example raw mango and ripe mango. The more we can separate the duty from the fruits, or duty from the doer. We are doing duties, but we are not doers. I was giving an example on few days back in Bhagavad Gita class. We book a cab. We book Ola cab. And we have to go to, suppose, Bombay Central. So who is driving the car? It appears that driver is driving the car. But who is giving the instructions? If the passenger says go left, he'll go left. If the passenger says go right, so what he has to do? He has to do duty. What instruction comes? So we may appear that we are using our own body, mind and intelligence and we are performing action, but the instruction and the strength and the potency is coming from Krishna, as it is mentioned here. He manages, Krishna manages things seated in our heart as Krishna desires. Then we can exhibit tolerance. If some problem happens, whether in our personal life or in the room or in the temple, we immediately get agitated. That time, do we take shelter of Krishna? Do we take shelter of scriptures? Do we take shelter of the holy name? That's the practice we have to do. That is sadhana bhakti. I mean, what problems our acharyas have faced, we have problems, but our own level, small problem, because we are small sadhakas, small problems, that is sufficient to drown us in illusion. And this sadhana process, sadhana bhakti, teaches us to gradually rise above that platform. Then we talk about practicality. They all know because they have heard. He tells, suppose he is a student, he wants to join. Okay, you join. Prabhuji, then my father, my mother. So then you don't join. No, Prabhuji, I want to join. So he's confused. Because philosophy is not clear. We get immediately scared. What will happen if my friend will... I have joined as a new bhakta. My friend is coming in the evening. They will see me in yellow dress, shaven head. What they will think? Small thing. So until unless we separate, so one example how Krishna manages is the example in Chaitanya Charitamrita about Gopinath Patnaik. Gopinath Patnaik, no? Who took 2 lakh golden coins and he spent all the money. And king's manager, he ordered that Gopinath should be put on changa. That means chop his head. And king was not aware. Who was the king? What is his name? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Pratap Rudra Maharaj. He was not aware. Devotees went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he was so dear, this entire family was so dear. They were Pandavas. They were so dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Devotees were going and approaching, you save him. Mahaprabhu didn't say anything. Mahaprabhu said, if you come again, I will leave Jagannath Puri and go to Alarnath. But then Krishna arranges, Maharaj Pratap Rudra comes there and he saves his life. It's Krishna who manages. That's why some of our devotees, they say jokingly, no, kanun ko haath mein nahi lene ka. Let that, you know, order of law be in hands of Krishna. But we take. And what happens? Krishna is very merciful. Krishna has to purify us also. A small child, he wants to carry something. The father is carrying the heavy weight. A small child says, oh, I will carry. Okay, take. Then father, what he'll do? He'll give it. Then Krishna gives us to manage. And that due course, we get purified. Ultimately, to realize that we cannot manage even our own. Even we cannot breathe without Krishna's sanction. We cannot even breathe. We cannot even digest food. So let Krishna manage. But with the caution that do not get attached to not doing your duty. Because then sometimes we go to other extremes. Oh, everything Krishna will do. Prabhupada didn't thought that everything Krishna... Prabhupada knew that everything Krishna will do. But then Prabhupada did his duty at the age of 70 with 2 heart attacks on the way. He still went. And you see his 2 bhajans he writes. Complete surrender. But he is saying, you have brought me here, my Lord. You have some purpose. This is becoming instrument. I am attached to my duty. Srila Prabhupada said to one devotee, you should get attached to serving Krishna. You should be attached to serving Krishna. You should not get attached to service. First time I didn't understand what it means. You are here as a servant to serve Krishna. Don't get attached to service. That means whatever service you will serve. So whether small or big, Prabhupada exhibited all kinds of services for the pleasure of his own Guru and Krishna. And similarly, how Durvasa and Ambarish became friends, Lord arranged again another episode. In the 4th canto we hear about Prithu Maharaj and Indra. But Indra was trying to, you know, again and again steal the horse, and Prithu Maharaj was trying to be tolerant. And Lord came, he brought Indra with him. And we know this. There's another episode where Garuda, he goes to the Sarpaloka and takes one snake and eats. The next chance, he just eyes on another snake, he says, next time I'll pick you up. And Indra's daughter is supposed to marry that snake. So Indra is now bewildered. So Indra goes to Brahma. Brahma says, what can I do? It's Garuda. I cannot do anything. You go to Vishnu. Only he can protect. So Indra goes along with Brahma to Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu says, okay, I'll manage. Then what he does, you know, Lord Vishnu comes sitting on Garuda to the Sarpa Loka, and he takes the same Sarpa, who is supposed to be son-in-law of Indra, and he takes the snake and just, you know, coils it around Garuda's neck. So Garuda understands the message that I'm not supposed to harm him, I'm supposed to make friendship with him. So many times, see what you. Now, Diti and Indra. Indra is common. And then he's talking about, Prabhupada is talking about the power of Bhakti Yoga and who is the topmost yogi, Yoginam Api Sarvesham. So what we learn is how Krishna is more merciful to Durvasa. So when Krishna punishes us, definitely it's for our benefit. Depends on how we reciprocate to that punishment. How we reciprocate, how we respond to that situation. That will help us to advance and make us more closer to Krishna. And we see how tolerance and humility can be developed by understanding that I am not the doer, yet performing our own duty, which Maharaj Ambarish has exhibited. Hare Krishna. Any comments or any questions?
Thank you, Guruji, for the class. So you are mentioning about doing our duties and not being attached to the fruits of the duties. And you mentioned about practicality also. So question is, if we don't worry about the fruits of our activities performed, then, like you gave example of your, you know, this, that how if only two people came for the program. So, because we are involved in management so much, we have to think about the efficiency, effectiveness, how much, and because we are being, you know, working like, you know, how much less input I give and maximum output, you know, I should get generated. So, like, we need to worry about fruit so much in order so that we remain very effective and efficient in our approach while doing our services.
So whatever we do in our life, it is nothing but reflection of our consciousness. So what I did yesterday was reflection for my consciousness. Someone else may do differently. Prabhupada, when he arranged the program, when all the devotees, they arranged program in New York for Prabhupada, they arranged a big hall and they kept free program. Not even a single person came. I mean, how is it possible? I still don't understand. Maybe Krishna has some arrangement to teach something. Not even a single person came for that program. Only few devotees are sitting. And Prabhupada gave lectures. And Prabhupada, that time he said, my Guru Maharaj told me to preach for them. And then Prabhupada said, obviously, Prabhupada said to, I think, Brahmanandro, he said, you didn't see? Shukadev Goswami was sitting, Narad Muni was sitting, they were listening lecture. Just a different, altogether transcendental leela. But that was Prabhupada's consciousness. And our consciousness, oh, I can do much better things. So I can do agyana. Doership is there. So that is your consciousness. So what you are responding is your consciousness, nothing else. If you want to know a person's consciousness, give him some activity, tell him something, or put him under pressure. The real nature, swabhava, yesterday we were discussing, swabhava will real come when you are under pressure. Prabhava will not be there. Yesterday some talk was going on prabhava and swabhava. You may exhibit prabhava, your power, but when pressure is put, then your real nature will come. Like Putana, she was exhibiting her prabhava. The beautiful lady she became. But when Krishna, after sucking the milk, he pressed her breast. She came to real nature. So we cannot hide our consciousness for long. It's only mercy of Krishna and our acharyas who are tolerating us, even though they know what is our consciousness. So even the question what we are asking is coming from the consciousness. So the question itself talks about doership tendency. That I can do other things, I can be more efficient, I can do more things in other place rather than this. That means you can do. that is still wrong philosophy. Maharaj Ambarish was standing for 1 year. How much he could have done? He was king of the world. How much services waiting for him? More than us? You see Prabhupada's life, very recent. Sometimes we should just, sit. That is Rajog. That's our consciousness. So then we should not get disheartened, rather practice this sadhana bhakti, purify the consciousness. After few years, this question will not come. Then different question will come. Or this question will come in a different level. Because the doership is still there. And there are so many examples of Garuda and Hanuman, Sudarshan Chakra. Krishna purified everyone. Krishna's teaching. There was a pastime in Puri, Hanuman and Sudarshan. So there are so many examples. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Grandrat Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande.